He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Friday morning. It is, Friday the 13th. Let's hope we make it through the day. I didn't cross the path of any black cats on my way to work, nor did I walk under any ladders, so hopefully we're good. You never know, though. Keep her stay on our toes today. The S&P 500 is down a couple of points here, which, hey, you know, we've had some rough days this week. Geopolitical forces in the world. Hot spots in the world. You know how that affects the markets. Look what Ukraine did to the markets earlier this year. And now, of course, Iraq in a meltdown, at least for now. And I don't know what there is to stop it from melting, really, has caused a huge jump. We've got oil at $106.68 today per barrel. And even gold seeing a little bump today at 1274. The Dow is down 12 on this Friday the 13th. The Dow is at 16,721. The NASDAQ is at 4,290. The NASDAQ is down 7 points this morning. Again, that crude oil number, 106.68. That's the highest level that we've seen in a long, long time. At least they've stabilized. Yesterday, I think we were up like $1.50 per barrel, and of course the oil stocks had another good day. They're probably settling in just a little bit here today. The euro is at 1.35. We've got the 10-year yield at 2.63% this morning. We have a lot happening in the market. Intel is guiding higher. They guided higher after the close. I believe Intel's up about 5 or 6% right now. We've got oil prices stabilizing. GM recalling all Camaros. Attention, all Camaros. Go back to your GM dealer. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. I'm flying solo today. I gave Stephen the day off. It's a grind getting up every morning preparing a show. And delivering a live show. I've been doing it now for 18, 19, almost 20 years, I think, something like that. So we're kind of breaking in the kids slowly, you know. Hopefully someday, once in a while, the old man get a day off and let the kid do it. Hey, he's almost there. He's been working with me now for the last 5 years. Big news here about Priceline.com. I wrote about Priceline.com in my book, Best Stocks Now, back in February of 2011. It was one of the best stocks at that time. It possessed that rare combination of momentum and value and sentiment. And of course, sentiment shows up in that stock chart. Now, when I featured Priceline.com, Priceline.com was at $458 per share. $458 per share. Today, as I look at Priceline, and of course, it had come from $40 per share prior to that. All right? From $40 per share. And at one time, it was, I believe, a $4 stock. So from $4 to $40, a 10-bagger. From $40 to $450, another 10-bagger. And now today, Priceline.com is over $1,200. So since I wrote the book, it's almost tripled, which should validate the book just a little bit. Now, if that were the only winner in the book, I would say, well, you know what? Even a blind mouse finds the cheese once in a while. But there's several big winners here in the book. So, you know what? It's not an infallible system. It has to be traded. It has to be watched carefully. I see another stock here today from the book, Cimarex Energy, XEC. XEC, we'll pull up here. XEC was 107 at the time. There's XEC Energy. I wrote about 50 stocks at that time. XCC Energy was 107 at the time, and today it is, I believe it's split. Is that the one we were? I believe it's split 2-for-1. So it has been a big winner. But the big story today on Cimarex XCC is that it's going into the S&P 500. Well, that's a big deal, going into the S&P 500. That's a big feather in your cap. And the news on Priceline is that they're buying Open Table. Now, I've never personally, honestly, never used Priceline.com. I've gone to the website a few times, and, you know, I've just always been a straightforward kind of traveler. Just book my room, book my airline. I don't try to nickel and dime or save a buck here or save a buck there. I'm usually a kind of a spontaneous kind of guy, a week before I want to do something, or even sometimes a few days before. Now, that gets expensive. I've learned to plan at least a month in advance, or 2 or 3 weeks in advance. But a lot of people must use Priceline, all right? Priceline is now a market cap of $63 billion with a B, $63 billion. Very successful company. Priceline has been one of the biggest winners in the stock market over the last decade. And let's take a look at why Priceline is a best stock now, why it has been. Now, I don't currently own Priceline. I don't like the chart on Priceline. Priceline kind of peaked here earlier this year with the rest of the NASDAQ. And since then, it's just kind of been adrift, all right? But that doesn't take away from Priceline the tremendous returns that it's delivered to its shareholders over the years. In fact, if you pull it up on my app, you'll see three trophies. Priceline is a trophy winner. Very few stocks in my app, not everybody gets a trophy. Only the best get a trophy. And Priceline is one of those stocks, and here's why. Over the last 10 years, you go back 10 years ago today, Priceline.com, since then, has averaged 46% per year to investors, while the market has averaged 5.5%. If you'd have just stuck $1,000 into Priceline back then, and who would have thunk it, it's now worth $46,000, okay? Over the last 5 years, while the market's been plunking along at 15.3% per year, and the Harvard Endowment Fund has been plunking along at just 1.7% per year, which is inexcusable in my book, we've had Priceline deliver 60% per year. Had the Harvard Endowment Fund put their $30 billion into Priceline, boy, well, they'd be the richest company in the world right now. But none of us, you know, obviously did that. But the fact of the matter is that the returns at Priceline have been nothing short of phenomenal. Over the last 3 years, Priceline has delivered 35% per year. Well, the market's delivered 15%. And the stock is up another 52% over the last year, while the market's only up 19.7. Well, the Best Stocks Now system unearthed some pretty big stocks back in 2011. And I would say this, there's no guarantees. But why would it be any different today? We're applying the same principles today that we applied back in 2011, that came up with the Continental Resources, that came up with the Conchos, and the Cimarexes, and the Pricelines, and the Apples, and on and on and on. We're applying the same principles today that we applied back then. And what are those principles? We want some of the greatest performers in the market. We don't want to pay too much for those performers. They still have to make sense from a valuation point of view. And we want stocks that currently have good sentiment. In other words, healthy stock charts. And if they can possess all three of those qualities, they become Best Stock Now candidates. Now, having said that, we also spread our net. We don't buy one or two stocks here at Gunderson Capital Management. You have to buy several. I own 25 or 30 in a portfolio at any given time. And what am I looking for? I'm looking for four or five of those price lines, of those Continental Resources, of those apples, because that's all it takes to really carry a portfolio higher. So I'm glad you joined me here every day on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We try to find daily, we feature a couple stocks almost every single day that possess those same qualities, that possess those same traits that Priceline.com did back in February of 2011. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, there's a lot of crazy things going on in the world right now which are affecting the markets. Geopolitical concerns always impact the markets because we all have a fear-greed gauge inside of us. And sometimes conditions in the world push that greed gauge all the way over to the right, you know, in the red, where it's getting too hot, like it was last year and early this year. That greed, go, 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 was on, pedal to the metal. Fear comes back in when events in the world like Ukraine, like Iraq, like exploding oil prices, all of a sudden strike in our heart fear. And we get a wake-up call, and we say, my gosh, what is going on in the world? And we start thinking about the possible outcomes here of what could become of Iraq and what a danger it could become to the world once again. So our fear gauge is starting to come up just a little bit. It's been pretty cool lately. Ukraine's kind of gone to the back burner for now, even though I heard there were explosions going off in Ukraine yesterday. Maybe Mr. Putin will use this, all of this stuff going on in the world as a smokescreen. Yeah, everybody's focused on Iraq right now. We forgot about the VA already, and everybody's focused on the World Cup. All eyes of the world are watching the World Cup right now. Maybe I'll sneak in and take over the Ukraine while all of this is going. We just don't know. But the fear gauge has obviously gone up a little bit. And the markets have stopped their record runs for now. And we'll see what transpires here. We take it a day at a time, a week at a time, a sector at a time, an index at a time, an asset class at a time, a stock at a time, an exchange-traded fund at a time, and a mutual fund. And today I'll be spending my day like I do every other single day, just viewing, observing, making observations. And if I think I need to take action on anything, I'll do it. I'm not the guy that buys a bunch of index funds and then is done for the year. That's not the way I manage money here at Gunderson Capital Management. If you want an index fund, you know, you can do that yourself. You can go to Vanguard. You can buy the Vanguard S&P 500 or the World Fund or whatever fund you want to buy or a mixture of them. But remember, you're going to have the fortitude to sit through those 50% drops like we saw back in 2008. So to each his own, everybody has to decide what kind of an investor that they are. And everybody has to decide how to invest. In the end, you're responsible for your own money. I met with a gal yesterday who just has retired recently at the age of 34 because she's become a mom. I was shocked. She has $300,000 in her 401k at this point in time. My hat is off to her for being a saver, for being disciplined, for sticking money away, and obviously in investing it pretty well, correctly, over the last 5, 6, 10 years. Imagine she's been in the work world for 12 or 13 years, and imagine what that $300K can become over the next many years. She's now left her place of employment. She's moving the account to me as an IRA rollover, and I'll take over going forward. And I met with her yesterday, had the stroller here with the baby and the husband, and it was a great privilege to talk to them. And again, I congratulate them on their discipline and what they've been able to accomplish. I've got to be honest, I sit down with a lot of people in their 60s and 70s that don't have near that amount of money put away into their retirement. So, look, you're the one. You're responsible. Don't point to me. Don't point to your neighbor. Don't point to your husband. You're all personally responsible. You're your own steward over that which has been given to you. You know, I have a speculative trading account that I have some fun with. I publish it every week in my newsletter, and I also tweet during the week any buys or sells, at least for now. Eventually, that's going to become push notifications in the form of a premium subscription. You better take advantage of this now while I'm still sending out live tweets. So you check the newsletter on the weekend. You can go to my website at pwstreet.com and get on our weekly newsletter list. We have two forms of the newsletter. We have the full subscription, which has all the model portfolios, including my personal trading portfolio. And we have all of the others. And we have the free subscription, which goes through all the, it has everything else but the model portfolios. One stock that I currently own in my speculative trading account is a company like Priceline.com. They're a provider of online travel services primarily for individual travelers via the website www.makemytrip.com. And it is an India-based company. It's a speculative stock. This isn't one that I would put a retiree into. This isn't one that I would even put an aggressive growth investor in. This is a stock that doesn't trade a lot of volume. This is a stock that is $1.2 billion in market capitalization. It's a small cap. It's okay. I mean, it's not like it's a micro cap or a penny stock, but this is a speculative, and I never make any one of these positions more than 4 or 5% of my overall portfolio. Make My Trip has done a pretty doggone good job here. The stock is up 119% over the last 12 months. They went public back in 2010. Not a good period of time in India. Not a good period of time for their economy. Not a good period of time for economic growth in India, but now that India has new leadership, there's hope going forward for a brighter future. And I think personally that India is a good long-term story to stay on top of here, and I have some investments there where I haven't had any for the last 5-6 years. One of those little investments is my speculative trading account, makemytrip.com, MMYT. Believe it or not, okay, now look, this is just number crunching. The app goes out every single day at 12:30 in the or at 1 o'clock in the afternoon and starts gathering the numbers and pulling them in and crunching them. And when it takes into account the kind of momentum and performance that this little stock has had here recently, it's actually the number one stock ranked in my app today. All right. It's speculative. It's small. It trades hardly, well, it's traded 40,000 shares today. I don't make recommendations, but I'm disclosing that this is one that I own in my speculative trading account. I started tweeting about this stock back in December. By the way, I'm at Bill Gunderson on Twitter. I said, what is going on with MMYT? Is this the Priceline of India? Nice breakout. No current position, but it goes on my watch list. And it's been on my watch list. And I've continued to tweet about it. And I currently have a small position. This is Freaky Friday. We're going to talk about another speculative one when we come back. I identify them as such. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to, and the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son, and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out, and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? With BeSafe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless BeSafe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. This is Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. And, you know, get on the newsletter mailing list. I can't tell you how important it is to be in the right areas at the right time. Look at the story of two different people this week that I've reported on. One was the money manager at the Harvard Endowment Fund, who had stewardship over $30 billion. And during a five-year period of time, when the market averaged 15% per year, she averaged 1.7. She missed out on an opportunity to make $25 or $30 billion for the Harvard Endowment Fund. Now, you would think that Harvard would hire the brightest and the smartest. But you know what? She's got all kinds of stories as to why the performance was there so poor. And the one that she seems to float the most is that she invested in socially responsible companies, which, okay, I'm all for, but she obviously invested in the wrong ones. And it hurt her performance tremendously over the years. So you know what? If I had a client that had been with me for the last 5 years and their account is still the same while the market has doubled, and they called me and said, "Hey Bill, what's the deal?" And I said, "Well, you don't have to feel guilty. You feel good about yourself because all the stocks I invested in are socially responsible and this and that." I don't think that would fly. I think they're going somewhere else, and Harvard is going somewhere else, and they're finding a new money matter. Now contrast that with the lady I met with here this week, who has got a nice chunk of money in her 401k at the age of 34. Now she's off starting a family with her new husband, and she's got a big chunk of cash because not only has she been putting money away into her 401k, but she's been invested, obviously, in some of the right areas of the market. And I can't tell you how important that is to be in the right areas of the market. And you might say to yourself, "Well, Bill, aren't the right areas of the market the same every year? Shouldn't I just invest in stocks?" My answer to that is no. Look at the year 2008, 2009, when the stock market went down 50% and the bond market went up 30%. Look at last year. U.S. stocks were the place to be. Foreign stocks were a bad place to be. This year, foreign stocks are a much more favorable place to be, while U.S. stocks are not doing as well. So it changes. Sometimes we go through six-month cycles. Sometimes the cycles never get going at all. Sometimes we go through year-and-a-half cycles. That's the most recent one was a 18-month cycle in U.S. small-cap stocks. So I believe in being heavily weighted in the right areas of the market at any given point in time. And I also believe that there's times to not have any exposure to some of the popular asset classes. I believe there's times when I don't want to own any precious metals in my portfolio, even though they're called this inflation hedge. I believe there's times when it's tough to own real estate. I believe there's times when it's not good to own bonds. And obviously, even though I'm in the business, I believe there's times when it's not good to own stocks. In fact, maybe owning inverse ETFs that go up when markets go down are a good asset class to be invested in. And that's one of the big purposes here that I have with my app, Best Stocks Now, with my radio show, Best Stocks Now, with my weekly newsletter, Best Stocks Now, to try to point out to you, number one, the best asset classes at any given point in time, how to be allocated with your portfolio, the best sectors in the market at any given point in time. I've said many times, last year it was pharmaceuticals and biotechs. this year and throw in the internet. This year it's energy stocks, transportation stocks, and foreign stocks. It's a completely different year this year. And we bring this up every single week in my newsletter. I go through a detailed analysis. And I try to make it easy to understand. It's mostly pictures. Hey, here's a couple asset classes here. You choose which one you want to be in. You want to be in this one here? Look how terrible it's doing. And look how terrible it's done. In fact, as I examine Harvard's holdings, it was immediately came to me as to why they had such horrible performance. She was heavily weighted in emerging markets, but I guess they were socially responsible ones. I don't know. I mean, I look at the country she was invested in, and during the time she was invested there, corruption ran rampant. But she was in the wrong places at the wrong time. And now that the emerging markets are starting to heat up, she's probably moving into the U.S. I don't know. Whoever takes over the fund will determine that. I would love to run that fund. I would run it on best stocks now principles. Best stock now principles state that I want stocks that are flourishing, or I want asset classes or sectors that are flourishing in this current environment that we're in. We're in a slow growth environment, one that is heavily affected right now by geopolitical concerns. We're not in a vibrant, roaring economy right now. And that makes some sectors do very well and they're flourishing in this environment, and other sectors are doing horrible. I would point to the consumer sector. The consumer stocks, the mall-based stocks, the restaurants, the retailers, they are doing horrible right now. This is a terrible environment for them. Yet if you go back to 2011 when I wrote the book, Tractor Supply was flying. TJ Maxx was flying. Dollar Tree was flying. Ross Stores, one of the greatest stocks of all time, was flying. Right now, I have no exposure to retail whatsoever. So you can see, sectors come and go. Stocks come and go. Cycles come and go. And knowing at any given point in time where you are in that cycle is absolutely critical and vital. Because if you're not in the right areas of the market, you're not participating. It's very, very possible that last year with the S&P 500 up almost 30%, that a lot of folks out there didn't participate in it. You would not have participated in the great returns of the market had you been invested heavily in the bond market last year. The bond market delivered negative returns in 2013. You would not have participated in the tremendous move that doesn't come along very often, like the move that the market made in 2013. You would not have participated had you been invested in the emerging markets and foreign stocks, like Harvard was. Nor would you have participated. In fact, you would have taken it on the chin had you been invested in precious metals and gold. Okay? There was only one asset class that worked in 2013, and that was U.S. stocks, more particularly small cap U.S. stocks, and even more specific than that, biotechs, pharmaceuticals, social media, and technology stocks. But that was 2013. And if I go back to 2011 when I wrote the book, Best Stocks Now, I can tell you what it was back then. It was all about a lot of the commodity stocks were roaring because China's economy was still roaring. So companies like BHP Billiton down in Australia and other commodities, especially the oil stocks, Continental Resources, fracking was just getting underway. you know what? Those stocks fell out of favor eventually, and now they're coming back into favor. So you can see how these cycles come and go in the market. And when I wrote the book in 2011, the consumer was just getting back up off the canvas, off the mat, from the 2009 financial meltdown where most consumers lost all of the equity in their homes. And a lot of them lost their homes. Who in the world has money to go to Nordstrom's or Macy's when they're worried about their mortgage payment and being upside down and having negative equity in their home? And then that started to settle down and things started to come back and the consumer got himself picked up and started going back to Ross Stores and TJ Maxx and Dollar Tree and some of the other great retailers of those days, of that day. And now today, the retailer or the consumer looks like he's in trouble once again. Oil prices squeezing him, economy slowing down, stubborn unemployment numbers. We're in the sixth year of this recovery. No recovery lasts forever. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. PWStreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, you know, we've got some tools and resources that hopefully can help you stay and be in the right areas of the market at any given point in time. What are the best resources? Well, everybody's going to have a different opinion on that. Barron's is going to say, you know, every Saturday morning, drive to your local 7-Eleven and pick up a Barron's. We're the best resource for telling you the best areas in the market, for telling you the best sectors in the market, for telling you the best stories and stocks in the market. Put them to the test. Pick up a Barron's tomorrow. Read it cover to cover. See how many actionable ideas you pull away from Barron's. I'll leave it up to you. You may find that it is a great resource. Personally, I found it worked real well in the cat boxes, you know. I just haven't had much luck with it. The Wall Street Journal would say, read the journal every day and you'll stay on top of the market. Boy, that's a big paper, and I got to kind of skip through all of the BMW ads and all of the Tiffany's ads and luxury condos in Hawaii, etc., 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 to find the ideas. Let's see if that helps you with your investing. I don't know. I subscribed to it for a while. It's not on my desk these days, and it hasn't been for a number of years. There must be a reason. The Investor's Business Daily out here on the West Coast, William O'Neill and company, would tell you, pick up the Investor Daily. Now, I would say, of the ones I've mentioned so far, that the Investor's Business Daily is probably 10 times better than the previously two mentioned rags. Yes, the Investor's Business Daily does point you to the strongest sectors in the market. It tells you about where the market is at any given point in time. It tells you about where the sectors are at any given point in time. What it doesn't tell you is where they're at from a valuation point of view. Okay, that's the one thing that's left out of CanSlim that really bothers me. I like my can of CanSlim, but I like my value too. I want to see my can of CanSlim on the shelf at the local supermarket with the red tag, 10 for a dollar or 15 for a dollar. I want to see them on sale. I want to see the underpinnings of strong fundamentals and valuation underneath my momentum. That's just me. But I would say if you really wanted to have a good idea of where the market is at any given point in time with the sectors and everything, that Investor's Business Daily is a very, very useful resource. I use their product, MarketSmith. which is the online version of their charts, the charts that used to be delivered to my driveway early Saturday morning, two books. The blue book had the Dow stocks. The green book had the NASDAQ stocks. And back in the day, the institutional book weighed about 60 pounds, 50 pounds. It was huge. Man, you could have a whole campfire for the whole weekend with one of those books, which we did one time. It had all the groups sorted by their strength, and then within each group, it had all of the stocks sorted by their relative strength, and it was a wonderful resource. But time is of the essence. I don't have a lot of time. They used to say that Peter Lynch, his office was stacked floor to ceiling with research reports on companies. Well, you know what? That was before the computer age, wasn't it? That's before everything was online. Well, I developed my own giant spreadsheet that enabled me as a money manager to sort through a lot. The more rock you sift through, the more gold you're going to find. The more gravel you process, the more diamonds you're going to find. And you have to process them in a very fast manner, and you have to be processing in an area that might produce those gold nuggets or that diamond. And that's why I begin with looking in the right asset classes, and then I follow up by looking in the right sectors, and then daily, and literally I do it on my way home in minutes as I look at my app in the palm of my hand. And then of course during the day, now that's when I get real specific like, and go through each individual thing that has my interest, especially those ones that I currently own. And I take a look and say, hey, you know what? This one's got value. This one's got performance. It's got great sentiment. It's got a straight, great stock chart. And I would say at any given time, out of the 3,800 or 3,900 different choices that I have, there's really only a couple hundred. Okay, that's narrowing it down. That's 4 or 5%. This is the area that I want to be looking at. And then from that area, I do everything I can possibly do to find the very best of the best. I don't want AAA ball players in my portfolio. I don't want washed up veterans with bad knees. We've got a whole team full of those kinds of guys here in San Diego, and you could see where we're at in the standings. No, I don't want a portfolio full of lame players and players that can't hit and players with no track record. No thanks. I'll wait till the All-Star game, the Midsummer's Classic. Those are the players that I want in my portfolio. Doesn't that just make sense? When somebody will send me a tweet and ask me about a stock, and I'll see what a low level, what a piece of garbage stock that they're asking me about, I'll say, would you put that on your all-star team? Really? I mean, would you hold that up against the other 3,800 out there and say, this is one of the best right now? Really? Yeah, I mean, I believe in speculating a little bit. I talked about a little India Priceline type of stock that I currently own in my speculative account. But my growth accounts are built around what I consider to be the best of the best right now. And that happens to be a lot of energy stocks, oil and gas, which I didn't own last year. It happens to be a lot of semiconductor chip stocks, which I didn't own last year. And it happens to be a little sprinkling from around the world right now, which I also didn't own last year. I want you to get my newsletter and put it up against Barron's, put it up against the Investor's Business Daily, put it up against the Wall Street Journal, make it your Saturday morning read or your Sunday morning read. It shouldn't take too long. It's mostly pictures with no staples in them, right? And then we can compare where the best resources are to find ideas and to know where the market is at any given point in time. You can get the newsletter at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com. And if you'd like to have me manage your money, 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.